And from our studios on the southwest side, it is Jim Klass on a sunny Friday here on KGYM. We welcome you in. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. You're listening on 1600 AM, the historic Maine Gym, which at 5:30 will bring you Iowa State men's basketball for the Big 12 tournament. Iowa State and Kansas State coming up. That will be in a semifinal number one. Kansas and upstart West Virginia in the second of the semifinals from the Sprint Center coming up tonight. So we will kick that around coming up a little bit later on. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Great to have you aboard here today. Plenty to talk about, a lot of it. Round ball. The Big Ten tournament continues on. Quarterfinal Friday going on at the United Center. As I mentioned, the Big 12 will get into the semifinals. That will be coming up tonight. Some bubbles have burst today. Others, the percentages have gone up for those particular teams. And that's what makes this time of the year oh so fun and oh so special. How you doing today?
Doing very well. Michigan State taking care of business against Ohio State earlier today. Comfortable 77-70 victory.
Wasn't as close as the final score
Michigan
indicated.
State led most of the way, yeah. And now Wisconsin and Nebraska on the floor.
Nebraska, who's had three starters play 80 minutes in their first three games, they didn't come out. And they're hanging in there with Wisconsin. The Cinderella Cornhuskers, they don't want the Tim Miles era to end, which, according to multiple reports, is going to happen as soon as Nebraska loses. If they do lose, if they go to the tournament, then I think all bets are off. But right now, Nebraska down 5, I believe, at halftime to the Wisconsin Badgers, 34-29, as they play at the United Center in Chicago. Iowa and Michigan come up tonight at approximately 8:30, depending if the first game goes overtime again. Everybody loved that last night. Just to add another half hour to that start time last evening. But Iowa made everybody who stayed up pretty happy with the way they shot the ball as they took care of business last night in a big, big way against Illinois for the second time this season.
Well, it was worth the wait, wasn't it? 366-1600 phone and text line today. 83-62, and I would argue that perhaps
wasn't even that close.
One of Iowa's most complete games in some time. Granted, Illinois probably worn down, got down 20 and probably demoralized. But what I liked about Iowa is the same thing I liked about Iowa State in its first round victory. Sharing the basketball, of course, shooting it well. Iowa 25 assists on 31 field goals made. 12 threes. If Iowa could play Illinois every game, 27 threes in two games the Hawkeyes have had against Illinois. Nick Bear he wanted the ball last night. 5 out of 6 from three. And it was just, again, a complete game. 8 turnovers, 9 fouls for Iowa. Those are good, good numbers.
Yeah.
But the opponent changes dramatically tonight.
Goes from Illinois, who 2 weeks ago was playing very good basketball, but peaked a little bit early. Now, I don't know how you can say that about a team that went 11-20 or whatever the case may be. But at any rate, it was not the same Illinois team as was around and playing 2 weeks ago. But yes, Iowa takes on 10th-rated Michigan and the third-seeded Michigan Wolverines coming up tonight. And you kind of shocked me by the point spread going into this one tonight. You had me guess, and I was way off.
Michigan, an 8-point favorite. You thought it'd be half that.
I thought it'd be 4. I thought it was about a 4-point game, but we shall see.
Things have changed on the Kansas State-Iowa State line. Kansas State opened a 1-point favorite, and now the consensus is Iowa State by 3. That's a lot of movement.
It's a 4-point move.
Yeah.
Wade will not play tonight for Kansas State. He is out for the duration of the Big 12 tournament. They're going to save him for the NCAA tournament and get him healthy. And we'll see if Hilton South comes through against what should be a very big contingent of K-State and Kansas folks in there. And, poor West Virginia is not going to have many fans tonight at the Sprint Center. But West Virginia trying to be the spoiler and the Cinderella at the Big 12 tournament. And Alex and I were looking at this, and he he tipped me off to this in the American Athletic Conference tournament, another team that could spoil the party for somebody, the Memphis Tigers, playing on their home floor. Right now, they are taking apart Central Florida, 55-38.
How did Alex Kuhn
in
notice
a quarterfinal?
Memphis?
Well, many factors. I'm glad he did, because that could take an automatic bid away from somebody. Florida probably got into the tournament today with the last-second three-point win over LSU as the number one-seeded Tigers go down to defeat, as far as the SEC is concerned. And Texas, I think, now officially out at 16-16. Now the question is, does Shaka Smart keep his job? There are rumblings out there that Shaka Smart may be done as the Texas head coach.
Should he be done? Should Tim Miles be done? Penn State athletic director came out last night after Penn State's loss and said, Pat Chambers is our coach.
Yes, he did.
He's going to keep his job.
Which,
should Tim Miles lose his job?
Halfway through the Big Ten season, everybody thought Pat Chambers was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Was gone. But according to a lot of reports, Tim Miles had the brass at Nebraska saying, you must make the NCAA tournament this year. Now, they didn't know Copeland was going to get hurt. Two other guys were going to get hurt. One was going to get suspended. They're only going to be down to six or seven scholarship players at this point. And maybe that makes a difference. Maybe that doesn't make a difference out there.
So. And the athletic director is in California watching his son play in the University of California spring football game. Not even in Chicago.
Not even there.
I don't know. It's I don't know what some schools want. I think Miles is a decent enough coach.
Who does Nebraska think they're going to get?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't ask that for a basketball coach. There is no basketball equivalent of Scott Frost out there. 319-366-1600. I found this very interesting. Shaka Smart's record at Texas, 66-66 during his duration down there. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Great place to catch March Madness, and they are locally owned and operated. We encourage you to stop on by tonight, after work, during the weekend, what have you. Third Base, again, at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Let's go to Dale and Marion, who wants to comment about Tim Miles and Shaka Smart and their futures. Hi, Dale, how are you doing?
Good, fellas. How are you?
Good.
Good, Dale.
Hey, I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on why is it such a struggle for some programs to just look in the mirror and really kind of understand who they are. In regards to like Texas, yeah, they can fire Shaka because they can probably go get a big name. Nebraska kind of needs to understand who they are as a basketball program. And really, I mean, I don't know how many more years you give Tim Miles, but like you said, who are they going to get that's better?
Yeah.
Some programs, I feel like they really struggle to be like, okay, who are we and what can we be? You know, Iowa, should they have parted away with Fran so early? No. Because who, you know, it works for us too. Who are we going to get as a basketball program? So I just want to get your guys' opinion on why is it a struggle for programs to look in the mirror like that?
Yeah, I think a very good question, Dale. Thanks for the phone call at 319-366-1600. And I just said, who is Nebraska going to get better than Tim Miles? They are not going to bring in the avenue that Nebraska or the like would have to go down would be an assistant perhaps at a big time school. Maybe you're Mike Krzyzewski assistant, but those guys don't usually start off at a program like Nebraska. It's usually maybe lower power conference, if you will. It's a pretty big jump to do that, but you know, Nebraska's not going to bring in you know, somebody of the ilk of Shaka Smart when he was on top of the world at VCU, like Texas did. They jumped when the iron was hot. He was the name out there.
Well, Nebraska has long fought the stigma that it's a football school.
Absolutely.
And that's a struggle for any coach. We remember a year ago, Miles led Nebraska to a 22-11 record, 13-5 in the Big Ten, and tied for fourth, didn't make the NCAA, but did play in the NIT. One NCAA tournament appearance for Miles, that in 2013-14. His record as well, right at 500. at 115 and 112. But it's very poor in the Big Ten.
Right.
So, to Dale's point, I think Dale would agree Texas is different than Nebraska.
Very much
different
so.
Different than Penn State in terms of basketball. I think the Penn State AD recognize we know what we are as a basketball program. And Pat Chambers really turned it on the second half. I love Pat Chambers. I don't love Tim Miles, but I think he's okay. I like him. It's just a very interesting dynamic that goes on at different schools.
No, you're right. Very much so. And for Penn State and Nebraska, a very new arena that holds a lot. And right now, still getting good crowds over at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Mm-hmm. Not so much as far as Happy Valley is concerned. With the Bryce Jordan Center over there. But I think you're right. Penn State realizes, hey, you know, Pat Chambers came on in the second half of the year, did some good things, and, hey, we are Penn State as far as basketball is concerned. We are not the upper echelon. What was the guy they had before? Going back, the last one that had him in the NCAA tournament, Jerry, I want to say his name. You're looking it up as we speak.
I will for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it out there. You're closer to the computer than I am. And done, right?
That sounds right.
Did a great job at Penn State. And then he was shown the gate when they had one bad season. And I think if they had a do-over, this may sound familiar, folks, but they might want to reconsider that move out there. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Lisa Bluter, by the way. We had a chance to talk with Lisa earlier on today. The Big Ten tournament champion Iowa Hawkeye is getting ready for their NCAA tournament. They'll be at home. Iowa State will be at home as well at Hilton Coliseum for the first couple of rounds. So that should be a lot of fun. And more on that coming up a little bit later on.
Jerry Dunn. Or Ed DeCellis.
Well, they'd like to forget the Ed DeCellis era at Penn State.
Let's get to the text line. Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line. Smart could get fired at Texas, but the guy he replaced is at Tennessee and in the top 10.
Rick Barnes.
7,900. Ball movement and defensive intensity were the key last night for Iowa. If we keep that up, we are going to make some noise this weekend. 1960, we need to beat Michigan tonight, and maybe we can get off the bracket spot of doom, a number 8 seed.
Iowa wins tonight, they get off the 8 line. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Most of the bracketologists today had Iowa flip-flop from the 9 to the 8, but that really doesn't matter. If you're 8 or 9, you still have somebody named Duke, Kentucky, Gonzaga, or Virginia awaiting you in that second game, and that's something that nobody wants to face. Especially after Zion Williamson's 13-for-13 performance last night.
He was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
That's all for our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emo's Hideaway. By the way, stop by there and check out our March Mania bracket, our media challenge with CBS2, and ways you can enter next week when the brackets come out. Poll question. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. What will be tonight's outcome? 4 choices. Iowa and Iowa State both win. Iowa only wins. Iowa State only wins. Or both lose. Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about and preview both games coming up. Iowa in their game against Michigan, Iowa State in their game against Kansas State. We'll do that after we hear from Lisa Bluter coming up in a little bit. But I think both games will be very intriguing tonight. Iowa, I think, matches up pretty good with Michigan. Obviously, Hawks won. If last night was not one of the top 3 performances, certainly the game on February 1st when Iowa beat Michigan 74-59. Mm-hmm. May have been Iowa's best performance of the season.
I would agree. The Iowa State game early in the season was good as well.
True.
But last night, I think you have to put it in context. Nothing against the way Iowa played, but it's an Illinois team that was near the bottom of the Big Ten. As you said at one time, playing very well. Nobody wanted to play Illinois in the conference tournament. But Illinois, I think, got worn down and exposed in many ways last night.
February 1st, you recall, Iowa had a 21-2 run to kind of blow that game open. Hawkeyes played a lot like they did last night. Good ball movement. Joe Wieskamp had a terrific game. Luca Garza had a terrific game that night down at Carver in Iowa City. And John Beilein was very impressed by Iowa. Now you can look at it two ways. Iowa can beat Michigan, but you think John Beilein's going to get trucked twice during the same season? That might, you know, lay heavy on your shoulders, I guess, going into that game coming up tonight with your chances.
Yeah, the teams with the double byes in action today, and we'll see how they do. Right now, Nebraska and Wisconsin on the floor. Nebraska hanging, Scott.
Hanging. Now, Ohio State hung in the first half in their game with Michigan State before Michigan State really took over in the early portion of that second half and got going. Michigan State shoots it well from the outside like they did today. They are going to be really hard to beat.
You got Nick Ward back as well.
They got Nick Ward back. He's doing well. And McQuaid was terrific today also for Sparty out there. Before we get to break, got golf going on in sunny northeastern Florida, Ponte Vedra Beach. That was pretty good. As not the Mia O'Brien Open, it is the Players' Championship. Mia's there, our friend formerly at Channel 2, and covering it there for her new gig. But our Cedar Rapids native will not be around for the weekend at Ponte Vedra Beach.
That is true. Short week for Zach Johnson. If you remember yesterday, he was 3-under through his first seven holes, and it just fell apart after that. Zach Johnson's shooting 5-over-par, 77 today. That included a triple bogey after two straight birdies. It looked like Zach might make a bit of a run, and then he double bogeyed his last hole. So Zach out of the tournament, plus six for the tournament, well outside the cut. Right now, Tommy Fleetwood is your leader at 11-under-par. He is through 10 holes. Brian Harman, 10-under through 9. And Jim Furyk,
48-year-old Jim Furyk.
Shot 64 today.
Not bad. Jason Day is in there. Tiger made us all feel better about our games today on 17 when, yes, even the great one can put it into the brink and the drink twice.
You took great delight in that, didn't you?
After watching it,
I should say you didn't mind that, did you?
After watching an hour of the Tiger Channel this morning, getting ready.
Where did Tiger end up? Is he going to miss the cut?
No, he's going to make it.
Okay.
He's at -3.
-3.
Big log jam, -3. -2 looks like it's going to be the cut line. Don't think it's going to go to -3, and it won't go to -3. But -2 definitely will get in for the weekend. As far as the Players is concerned. 3:22, we're going to take a break, come back. We'll talk more about Iowa and Michigan, Iowa State and Kansas State, and college basketball as well. But we're going to talk to Lisa Bluter coming up next. Our conversation we had a little bit earlier on today with the Iowa women's basketball coach, basking in the glory of the Big Ten Tournament Championship that they secured last weekend. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is the perfect place to see all the shots, blocks, and dunks of the men's college basketball tournament. March 21st and 22nd. Watch the games on four giant screens while enjoying competitions and door prizes absolutely free. Enhance the party with the VIP experience and get a chance to win two Iowa men's basketball season tickets for the 2020 season. Get your tickets today at the gift shop or at RiversideCasinoAndResort.com. Riverside Ruckus, March 21st and 22nd at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Car category names like SUV sound sterile, but the all-new Honda Passport is ready for real adventures. It could be in the skiing at sunrise category, since the Passport has a vast interior for hauling gear all day. Or it could be a greatness runs in the family vehicle, since Honda was named U.S. News' 2019 Best SUV Brand. Or you can name it after your adventures. Test drive the all-new Honda Passport today.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
U.S. News and World Report November 2018 based on available data for CR-V, HR-V, and Pilot.
With your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. Gather around the table on St. Patty's Day, crunching, talking, sipping, and laughing. Order all your favorites. And while you're there, make sure you try La Cantina's own brewed beer, Zapata. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day this Sunday with food and drink specials and connect with your favorite people at La Cantina, in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, in downtown Cedar Rapids, and in Marion.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life, using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Welcome back to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you as we get ready for what's going to be another busy, busy basketball weekend. And look forward to the announcement of both the men's and women's NCAA basketball fields. The men on Sunday and the women on Monday. And speaking of the women, Iowa head coach Lisa Bluder joining us here on the Friday edition of the show. And coach, congratulations. Let us be, 925 and 926 to offer you congratulations on the Big Ten tournament championship.
You know, it never gets old. It never will. So I appreciate it. It's something that I know this whole group is going to remember forever.
Are you going to make a big batch of tortilla soup for Monday, Lisa?
Hey, that's a great idea, Mark. I might just do that.
What have you done since the tournament? Have you given the girls some time off? What have you done?
Yeah, you know, Monday, we got back about midnight on Sunday, and Monday, Coach Jensen and I were on the road recruiting, so we had to get up out of state, actually, and travel a little bit. And so then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we practiced. We gave them Monday off. You know, they were pretty tired after that. Three games in 3 days and three physical games, three really good games. And so they were a little bit tired. So I was worried about having good practices on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But actually, I was so pleased. They came back refocused and wanting more. And that's exactly what you want.
Exactly what you want. And you mentioned it was a tired group. To go through, even when you get the bye situation like you guys had, it is still a grind to go through there. I know they were talking about Megan Gustafson with the ice baths and things like that, and it's not easy.
Well, it's not, and, you know, we're not a real deep team, and so our players are playing a lot of minutes, and then, you know, the way that Megan plays, she's, you know, a very physical player, and she gets, you know, people try to be really physical with her, and they don't care if they have fouls. They're just trying to get stops. And so it's a beating that her body takes every single game.
Lisa, I want to ask you a little bit more about simulation of cutting down the nets before the tournament. Is that something you just woke up one day and said, yeah, this is a good idea?
You know, I've actually done it before with teams. Yeah. I've done it with teams that I feel like really have an opportunity to win the tournament. And it's just, you know, right psychology, trying to get them to understand that we can do this and what it feels like. And, you know, the old saying, Muhammad Ali, you got to see it before you can believe it, before you can achieve it. So that's what we did.
Okay.
Yeah, and it all turned out well. And you know, they've gone through it before, so they know how to handle it.
Yeah, exactly. We practice. They know what to do.
The accolades keep coming in for Megan Gustafson, ESPNW Player of the Year, First Team All-American, and Big Ten Player of the Year, on and on and on and on. And I know you don't want to see her career end. No one wants to see her career end, but you know, it's inevitable within the next month or so. But It's just looking back on it, and I know you don't want to do that right now, but it's just amazing on all the accomplishments that she has achieved so far through her Iowa career.
It is astonishing. I mean, to be named the National Player of the Year, you know, usually, you know, those kind of go to the UConns, the Notre Dames, unfortunately. Those kids are usually getting all those type of awards. So it's so refreshing to see a kid outside of those uniforms get it. And obviously somebody that we felt all year long deserved this recognition. And so happy for her because she's worked for it. She has worked so hard for this.
They got to at least put a sign outside of Port Wing.
Yeah, I agree. I think they should.
Or something up there to, you know, not only welcome the snowmobilers, but also to tell people about Megan.
Yeah, I mean, she is the proud, you know, she is the pride of Port Wing. There's no doubt.
Coach, I wanted to talk about some of the other players. Actually, Megan gets a lot of the credit, and justifiably so, but, I mean, Davis and Doyle and Stewart, and even when Megan comes out of the game, you've got a young center who's giving you quality minutes as well.
You know, when you look at our supporting cast that Megan has, and she's the first one to admit, you know, credit her teammates, like you said, best assist team in the nation, and I really believe that we have some of the best passing guards in America. And then you look at, you know, knocking down some great 3-point, you know, shots. You got Tania doing that. You got McKenzie doing that. Doyle always playing tenacious defense and getting two great steals in that Maryland game. And then Hannah's picking up, you know, anytime they try to double team Megan, which everybody does, Hannah's right there to take advantage of it.
Coach, I was talking with a friend of mine this morning, and he made the comment that he admittedly didn't watch a lot of Iowa women's basketball, but his comment was, those girls just seem to have a lot of fun out there. And I wonder what you do to cultivate that chemistry, or it's just there with this group?
You know, it's something that we try to have in our culture all the time. We talk about how we want to work hard but have fun. One of our values is that everyone matters, and we don't care if you're the leading scorer on our team or a person that rarely gets off the bench. Everybody is so important to our program, and that goes like down to our managers and our gray squad, that we value everybody, and we talk about it a lot. Now, you can talk about these things, but sometimes kids don't buy in. This group is bought in, and I think your seniors, you have to credit your seniors, because it's one thing for your seniors to talk about the way they want their team to be. It's another way for your seniors to talk about it and act upon it, and this group has acted at all way year, all along, all through the year, that they want to have that close-knit team, that they want to invest in their teammates and spend time with their teammates, and so they've walked the talk.
Yeah, they have, and they show it on the court as well. And you mentioned Kathleen. I think it was Kathleen Doyle that came up with a couple of steals. One where she just laid out at the center line, knocked the ball away, came up with a critical steal when you guys were putting Maryland away in the championship game. And I think that just shows the determination and the hustle of this basketball team.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, Kathleen gets the toughest perimeter defensive assignment every single game. It could be the point guard. It could be the off guard. It could be the small forward. Once in a while, it's even been a power forward. But she gets that toughest assignment, and she doesn't get the credit she deserves for the defense that she plays on this team.
Lisa, it must mean a lot to you and your players to most likely get the two home games here in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, that looks like it's going to be, I mean, almost a certainty that we will be hosting. And our first round games will be either Friday or Saturday. Second round games, if we make it past the first round, is either Sunday or Monday. So our pre-sale tickets are going very, very well. And I think right now we've pre-sold as many tickets as we had show up in attendance at our last time that we made it to the Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. So the last time that we hosted. You know, we won't find out our path or our times or our date until Monday at 6 o'clock when it's announced on ESPN. But we do know, I mean, almost with certainty that we're going to be at home. So I believe we're going to have a great crowd. You know, we had over 12,000 for our last game against Northwestern. This is the National Basketball Women's Tournament. You know, these are going to be the last two times that this team is going to play in Carver-Hawkeye Arena. And we want to go undefeated in Carver So it's going to be just a fun environment and a great opportunity for people to see the National Women's Basketball Tournament right here in Carver.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And, of course, Monday night, you're inviting everybody over to Carver for the watch party when you guys find out who you're going to be hosting in the sub-regional coming up in Iowa City.
Yeah, this is something we've never done before, but I feel like the fans have gotten behind our team so much. I want to include them because this is kind of one of the special things that happens with a team outside of the basketball game itself. And it's just kind of a glimpse into what goes on at one of these selection shows. And I just thought our fans have been great. Let's invite them in. So we're going to open up Carver at 4:30. We're going to award the Big Ten championship trophy to our team. We're going to have some time for some meet and greet and pictures. And then certainly we want everybody to be able to join us on the, you know, watching the selection show on the Jumbotron. So it should be a lot of fun, and I think people will really enjoy coming out for an unusual event, and who knows if we'll ever do it again.
Lisa, we haven't talked to you since your daughter sang the national anthem. Did you get a bit of a lump in your throat?
Oh, boy. that was a tough one. I was more nervous for that than I was for that game that day. You know, it was she's a talented kid, my Emma is, and I'm so proud of her. And I think she might sing it for one of the NCAA tournament games as well. They've asked her to, and she was like, yeah, sure. You know, she didn't, nothing really bothers her, but I think she has a beautiful voice, and I'm really, really proud of her and just glad to have her part of it. It was funny. I left that morning for our shoot around, and she goes, see you on the court, Mom. I'll see you on the court, Emma.
That's pretty cool. Just kind of another, you know, puzzle piece to what has been a fantastic year so far.
Yeah. It's just, you know, this season has been one of those kind of magical years that you couldn't script any better. And it just, we just want to keep making it better and better and last as long as we can.
Are you ready to break any news on Megan's, the retirement of Megan's jersey?
You know, we're not. You know, we all know it's going to happen, and everybody's in agreement, but we just have to find the best time that works for her and for our team and for the university. And we're probably looking at next year, you know, if there's an opportunity that she can come back. She's going to be a real busy lady.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as our season is over, you know, she'll be going to the Final Four. Then she'll be going to the draft. And then – you know, camps begin the end of April, and she won't even be around for the last week of school this year. So she's going to be an extremely busy lady.
Yeah, we'll be extremely busy. And, you know, what you guys have done and just college women's basketball in the state of Iowa this year has been absolutely amazing. The basketball at the high school level, you were at the state basketball tournament. I saw you down there, and it's getting better and better. I mean, this is just, it's great for the game, and it's great for the state of Iowa in the game.
Yeah, I hope that the success of all the four Division I programs in this state this year really inspires young girls to want to give this game a try, you know, and to keep going, to keep persevering. It, you know, it's such a fun sport, but it's also a hard sport. It takes a lot of, you know, you got strength, you got conditioning, you got skill, you got everything wrapped into this game. Teamwork. So it's such a fun game, and I'm just hoping that this inspires more girls to keep getting involved in it. But when you think of the success of the four Division I programs in a state our size, with the, you know, not very populated, to have three of them ranked in the top 20 right now, it's remarkable. It's unheard of.
Very much so. Very much so. Well, take the tortilla soup recipe and, you know, you're going to have to do more and quadruple it for Monday.
Monday should be fun. I hope that everybody will come out and join us. I think the doors are going to open up at 4:30 at Carver. Great opportunity for you to come out and meet this team and to share this experience. This, I mean, really, it is one of the highlights of the year that's off the court. To be able to share that with this team is going to be really fun.
Yeah, and it will be fun. And I know there will be a big crowd there at Carver on Monday and then for the tournament when it comes around next weekend. And, Coach, appreciate it as always. Enjoy it, and hopefully even more magic around the corner.
Absolutely. And you can go online and get your tickets now for those first two rounds.
There you go. All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Lisa.
Thanks, Scott and Mark.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more after this here on KGYM.
For some straight talk, picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the apple with smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Back with you in the Gym Class at 3:40 here on KGYM for a sunny Friday. Our thanks to Iowa Women's Coach Lisa Bluter for joining us here on the program today. Update you what's happening at the Big Ten basketball tournament. Oh, Tim Miles may live to see another day, Mark. The Huskers are hanging again halfway through the second half.
Yep, 10:47 left in that game against Wisconsin. The Badgers holding a one-point lead.
One-point lead. And Ethan Happ on the bench right now with only 4 points for the Wisconsin Badgers. They've done a really good job, Nebraska has, of taking Happ out of this game here so far. 319-366-1600, Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. Also our phone line as well. Again, 319-366-1600. We take a look ahead of what's coming up tonight in the Big Ten. You've got the Iowa Hawkeyes taking on the Michigan Wolverines at approximately 8:30 coming up this evening. Iowa winning the first go-around by 15 points back on February the 1st. People asked, I think we had one of our texters ask, who do you guys believe going into last night's game needed to have a good game? You said Tyler Cook. I said Joe Wieskamp.
Mm-hmm.
And they both had very good games last night for Iowa. Are we sticking with that again here this evening? Same two individuals.
Yeah, but I'd go a step further and say that Michigan's got a lot of components. I mean, Xavier Williams at the point guard, Teske at 7-1 center, Brazdigas.
Freshman of the year.
Freshman of the year.
And Teske got in foul trouble in the first game against Iowa and did not play a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps that is the key.
They got guys coming off the bench like Isaiah Livers, who's a very capable player. It's a very well-rounded team, and no joke in my mind, but the fact that Iowa beat Michigan at home during the regular season should give the Hawkeyes a measure of confidence in addition to what happened last night. But you got to remember, Michigan on that double bye, as we've seen Michigan State and Wisconsin already today, pretty fresh. And how that plays out, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. 48-46 right now, Wisconsin leading Nebraska with just under 9 to play. That in the second half. The winner of this one will get Michigan State. Sparty with a big second half, polished off Ohio State earlier on today. That's Chicago at Kansas City. It is Iowa State taking on Kansas State coming up tonight in that one. And that's the first of the semifinals. And then you got Kansas and West Virginia in the second of the semifinals coming up this evening. And we take a look at the Iowa State game. The Cyclones, as we found out, and Ben Visser had a very good wrap-up of that game in the Cedar Rapids Gazette today. He was covering it for the paper. And when this Iowa State team is motivated, and they were motivated yesterday, they can play with anybody on the planet as far as college basketball is concerned.
They weren't happy that Baylor beat them at home.
Baylor had beaten Iowa State twice this year. I believe Iowa State had not beaten Baylor for something like 3 years. And the guys in the Cyclone team said, that's enough. And we weren't going to let this happen again. And they didn't let it happen again. And they came out with a vengeance. Now, the problem with Iowa State has been to keep that focus up. And that has been a problem. One of the problems for this team through the year, especially they get a little complacent at times. This is a team that has all, Fran Fraschilla has said it many times, this is the team that has the most talent of anybody in the Big 12. Even Kansas. Especially with the defections and the injuries and what have you that they have had. Now, can they come out tonight with the same intensity to take on Kansas State as they did to try to knock off Baylor?
Well, if Iowa State shoots as well as it did in the first round with 13 three-pointers, it has a great chance to win the game, and I would bet on Iowa State in that regard. Iowa State gets a break that Dean Wade, as you mentioned, is out for this tournament. All big 12 forward for Kansas State. But K-State typically plays very good defense, and they're just going to have to see if Iowa State can duplicate what it did in the first round.
This is a team that's going to gum it up tonight. They will not let Iowa State get out and run. And Iowa State shot it very well in Manhattan. Iowa State didn't play so well, especially down the stretch in the game in Ames. You still got, you know, Barry Brown, very good player. Xavier Sneed in there, Stokes, people like that. And it's a deeper Kansas State team than Iowa State has. Cyclones have to stay out of foul trouble in this game tonight. Horton Tucker seems to be the barometer of this team. And when he goes well, this Iowa State team goes well. And he went well yesterday.
Wigginton as well, I would think. Shayok, I mean, second-leading scorer in the Big 12.
Didn't get going until the second half yesterday.
No.
And Iowa State still had a lead going into the locker room and into the second half. So it's going to be interesting to see. And then it's going to be more than likely Kansas. If Iowa State gets by, and we will have, either way, we'll have the Big 12. We've got all kinds of games coming your way tomorrow and Sunday for you here on KGYM. Check out our website at kgymradio.com. We have tomorrow morning, I believe, the America East. We'll get things started at 9:45 in the morning, bright and early. Tomorrow, that's an East Coast time, the America East Championship. And then we go right into the SEC semifinals. This is on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We will have the Big 12 Championship game for you on 1600 AM. We'll either take the Cyclone feed or we'll take the ESPN feed on that. Big East Championship at 5:15 tomorrow. And that it from Madison Square Garden in New York City. That'll be on the FMs. ACC championship game tomorrow night as well. That will be on 1600 AM starting at 7 o'clock. And then we go back to the FMs for the Pac-12 championship, which is suddenly interesting. They're only talking about two bids, but now helping out Iowa even more is the fact that Oregon has made a charge here as of late. So that
we were naive.
Sorry about that. He accidentally hit the button. I got all excited about the Oregon Ducks. But they are making a charge and kind of turning that Iowa win into a better win because they're into the semifinals of the Pac-12 now. So we'll see how that plays out for Dana Altman and how it plays out eventually for Iowa.
Rounding out the weekend is our coverage of the NCAA selection show. I should say ESPN's coverage. Of
well, it's
the,
Westwood's.
Westwood's. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
NCAA selection show. That's at 5 o'clock on Sunday on all three frequencies.
Yeah. Preceding that, the SEC championship at 11:45. That's on all three frequencies, and then the American Athletic Conference championship as well, which is being played in Memphis, as Alex pointed out to me earlier on. And who knows? The Memphis Tigers. Not a bad record, and they just polished off UCF in the ball game that just was completed. And that was a quarterfinal, so now they'll get Houston. They're going to have to beat the number one seed, Houston, in the semifinal. And Houston, top 10, playing really, really well. They beat UConn earlier today, 84-45 for Kelvin Sampson's team. And that is an athletic group, certainly. And that will be the game on Sunday, just ahead of the selection show. It used to be the Big Ten. They still play on Sunday, but it's a little bit earlier now in the day up there in Chicago. So we'll see how that plays out.
Everybody's in the same camp on our poll question, at least up to now. That's at KGYMRadio.com. What will be tonight's outcome? Right now, it's unanimous, although small sample size, that Iowa State is the only team that will win between Iowa and Iowa State.
4-point swing in the line for that game, as you mentioned earlier on. Kansas State started as a favorite.
1-point favorite. Now Iowa State is favored by 3.
A lot of people watched the game yesterday, apparently, or listened to the game around the country here.
0960 on the text line believes Bear and Kreener in reserve roles is a must.
Kreener had a really good game
the
first time around against Michigan.
He had 11 last night as well, and he does he'll set a screen. He's tough inside. I like his game. Oftentimes, the first time down the court, he'll set an illegal screen or cough it up.
Sometimes called, sometimes not.
But he's played very well. Played very well, and we know what Nick Bear can do.
Yeah, very much so. 319-366-1600. Just a fun time of the year as you get into the conference championships. And as you mentioned, go to KGYMRadio.com. We got the KGYM Bracket Challenge presented by Imon Communications. Once the field is announced, the field is 68 on Sunday, go ahead, follow all the instructions. We've got the link up there for you, KGYMRadio.com, and you can enter that one. $500 prize from Imon Communications to our winner. And then also, don't forget about the KGAN bracket that we are in conjunction working with Channel 2 with. And they're a terrific sports team they have over there.
Yep, links to both on KGYM Radio website. And I imagine those will be clicked on many times over the weekend and into Monday.
I got to think that would be the case. All right, we're going to take a final break, come back, and we will get things rolling and wrap up the show here for this Friday right after this here on KGYM.
We were naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help. And so we talked to Joe at DuPaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through DuPaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that DuPaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at dupaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
In sports, as in life, the best rise to the top. That's how college brackets work. And it's how Third Base Brewery has curated their in-house brews for the past 20 years. Only the greatest survive. Maybe that's why friends come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in and watch the madness unfold at Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at kgymradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
With you here in the gym class on KGYM. It's, we come up on 3:54. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next, and that will be beginning at 4 o'clock, going to 7 o'clock. At 5:30, it will be on the FMs only. We've got Iowa State basketball at 5:30 coming your way on 1600 AM. 6 o'clock is a tip-off as Iowa State will take on the Kansas State Wildcats in a semifinal as far as the Big 12 tournament is concerned. And like I said, 107.5, 106.3 FM will continue with local programming. We want to let you know about our honorees this week. Our Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa Athlete of the Week for this week. And you can even go back to the preceding week. Isaac Mackey, we're going to go with, from Al Burnett, and he helped lead the Pirates to the championship game in Class 1A, made the all-tournament team along with Hunter Caves. Mackey is senior and missed the first part of the year, came back and was instrumental, had the big tip in at the buzzer of the semifinal game against Remsen St. Mary's.
Really solid player and earned All-State here this week as well.
Yeah, very much so. And not a whole lot of speculation by the panel who was this week's team of the week. Your Northland 2A state champion boys basketball Lynx are the.
How did you come up with that,
I
Scott?
I don't know. No, they deserved it very much so. Won the championship, went undefeated 26-0 this year for Mike and Bob Hilmer up there. So congratulations to the Lynx and enjoy it for everybody. And I know they are in the northern half of Linn County. 319-366-1600, Iowa and Michigan. In our last couple of minutes here, does the beat continue tonight for Iowa, or do they get ready for the NCAAs?
I think at the end of the day, Iowa will be getting ready for the NCAAs. Vegas knows things. Michigan favored by 8. I think it's be much closer than that. Unless Iowa reverts to its old self, and then it could get ugly. How would you answer the poll question?
I think you're going to see Iowa State win tonight. The fact that Iowa drilled Michigan the first time around would have me very scared as an Iowa fan. Because, like I said, I just don't see John Beilein getting trumped like that twice in 1 year. Iowa State, I think they have the momentum going, and I think they've got the mojo, and Kansas State is a different team without Dean Wade. And if Iowa State gets off to a good start, they get the big crowd behind them, and then I think it could be Iowa State-Kansas again for another Big 12 championship.
Should be an interesting night of basketball, and hopefully maybe into the weekend. We've got a traffic update from one of our texters, 9842, 380 northbound, is at a standstill at the S-curve bridge.
All right. Somebody with a faux pas up there. Please don't text and drive. And we'll continue to monitor that situation as we take you through local programming. Continuing with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way right here on KGYM. I would say Iowa State, but we shall see. Enjoy the basketball through the weekend. And the Players' Championship, this is a fantastic sports weekend coming up. It's a good one. One of the best in the calendar. So enjoy it.
I can't wait to talk brackets on Monday.
That'll be fun. We'll take
men's
a look.
Anyway.
We'll take a look at the brackets coming up on Monday. Mike Colas will join us as well. He is in Chicago covering the Iowa men's basketball team. And should be a very interesting discussion coming up when we reconvene on Monday. All right, we'll talk to you then. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon.